When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Absolutely, unequivocally, yes, is the answer. Now, here is the host of The Long Bearded Guy, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, Gordon D. Melville.
Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for being here with The Long Bearded Guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. Let's get after it. I want to thank people that have reached out. I've had more than 1,100 people reach out in the last seven weeks or so. Absolutely humbling. And it's been amazing, amazing. So thank you to all those people that have done that. I really appreciate you. I want to look today. We want to jump right into it. So let's get after it. We want to find out today, can we find empowerment in the words and phrases we say to ourselves every day? That shadow that we talk to ourselves, conversations outside, but sometimes and all the time we're talking to ourselves. Can we find empowerment there? Most of us aren't even aware that our own empowerment is an option. We haven't been taught that that's that way. We hear people say it is what it is, which most of the time is just not accurate. It's not true. But we believe it anyway. But why do we believe that? Why do we believe it is what it is, that we don't have the power to change it? Because we do hold the keys to living abundantly through our empowerment. Then that's fueled by and provided by Papa and by Source. But we plug into that, but we can live abundantly and we can do that. So I'm so excited that ICN and the Long Bearded Guy, so Inspired Choices Network and the Long Bearded Guy, are now carried on more than 450 platforms globally. All the major ones you can think of, Roku and Amazon Fire and Binge Distribution, we're all over the place. iHeartRadio. So however you're listening today, thank you. Jump into the chat and get in and say hi. Let me know you're here, where you're from, where you're listening from. And so that I know you're here. And if you jump in the chat, by the way, they'll give you a link to jump into the live studio audience. So then it'll come up on my screen. So that would be great to see you and to know that you're here. Please like, love, or share this, the link for Inspired Choices Network. It's a free download. And for the Long Bearded Guy, for myself. So I really appreciate that. Watch for the Long Bearded Guy Facebook group that's coming. I'm in the process of getting that together. Takes a little bit for that to happen. So I'm in the process of making sure that that happens. So watch for that. All right. So do you have a pen and journal ready to be able to write these things down? We're going to give you 5 sentences of empowerment. And why is that? So where did this come from? Why is it something that's sort of near and dear to my heart? It came from a situation because of my background doing personal development for more than 30 years. It came about that one of my sons is, we've got 3 amazing boys and wildly proud of them all. The oldest one goes off to college. I guess on September 6th, I think is the first day of school. So any of you parents that have experienced that, that tumultuous exchange of trying to get that to work, both for him and for us, know what that's about. But my one son was always, as a young guy, blonde hair, blue eyes, natural athlete, didn't have to study a lot, still got hundreds, wasn't challenged a lot. And by life in general. And he came home from school one day and was not the happy-go-lucky kid that he normally is. Hey, Jeff, great to see you. Thank you, brother, for being here. But he came home, he was not happy. And so we had a little bit of a conversation and he walked in the door and he's like, well, you need to call the teacher tomorrow at the first nutrition break. And I'm like, what did you do? Right. Because he said, I didn't do anything. And I'm like, well, the teacher doesn't ask parents to call if everything is okay. So what did you do? And he goes, I didn't. He said, what's happened is that I'm in a situation where he said, I'm struggling with math and with French. That had never happened to him before. So he was a little bit angst and wasn't sure what to do with that. And it was stressing him out. And so we had a little bit of a conversation about it. And then he went away and was doing his thing, his homework and whatnot. But during that evening, I got I get lots of stuff from, you know, the John Maxwells and the Tony Robbins and the, all the different bits and pieces of people that show up and in my feed. And so that was great. That happened. But I was getting this stuff, and all of a sudden I get this thing that says, hey, you know what? This is wonderful. I need to get Zach to look at this. And so I'm like, Zach, go get a piece of paper and a pencil, and we're gonna write some stuff down. And he's like, okay, all right. So we did, and he did. But as I was looking for bits and pieces of that, as I was trying to figure out, hey, you know what, these things are something that will help him. And so, but what I did was find out that, I said, grab paper and pen, come write these things down. And so he did. And we talked about them. We talked about them in the sense of, hey, how does this work? How do I make this work? And how do we get it to be, how do I help him with this stuff? Sorry, I'm a little distracted. My screen changed. But anyway, we wrote these things down. I said, here, so I gave him these five sentences. And then while we were in that space, doing I was showing him, hey, you know what, here's some sentences that can help you. And we put together, and I augmented from what I was seeing and what had come through my feed to make sure that it was appropriate for him. And we discussed the sentences, we discussed why they worked, we discussed what the deal was in terms of how that impacted him. And so he wrote them down. I said, I want you to say them looking at yourself in the mirror, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, every day. And he's like, okay. And I was not well at the time, I was sick. So the next, I heard him say them that night, and I heard him say them in the morning. And then he came to say goodbye. And I was like, hey buddy, how are you doing today? What kind of an attitude or mindset are you in today? And he's like, oh, I'm going to go and kick Matt's butt. And I'm like, you go, boy, that's awesome. So I sent him off to school. I called the teacher at first nutrition break. The teacher says, hey, Mr. Melville, what did you do to that child? Because the boy I sent home last night is not the young man that came in this morning. And I'm like, oh, okay. How come? Like, what happened? What's going on? And she said, well, he came back and he's fired up. He's excited. He's looking forward to class. He's looking forward to French and math, which is not normal for him. Certainly not from what happened last night. So what did you do? And I explained, this is what I had done, and told her, you know, these are the things that had happened. These are the pieces that I gave him these sentences. I gave him some sentences and some things to figure out. And she goes, do you mind sharing them with me? And I'm like, no, that's okay. I have no problem with that. Yeah, it was like, no problem. Happy to share them. And I shared them. When I finished, she's crying. She's in tears. And she said, Mr. Melville, do you have any idea what you're doing for your son? And I'm like, oh, I hope so. I'm his dad. I hope I know what I'm doing with him. And she said, if I had other students and other students' parents doing what you're doing for your son with their kids, I would have a completely different class. And interestingly enough, my wife's very creative. So she put it on, she wrote them out, the five sentences, she wrote them out, and we put them on all flowery and nice. And we laminated it and sent it in with my son. And that was grade five. He's now, well, he'd be a junior in high school, and it's still on her wall. Five years later, it's still on her wall. And so, and she still points it out and shows it to people and references it with her class, because they're, it's not that there's any magic in them. It's just trying to have empowerment. It's trying to understand why they work. It's understanding that it's extreme ownership in terms of I have the power, right? We have the power inside of us to make our life whatever we want it to be. But we feel disempowered by life, by society, by TV, by shows we watch, by social media, by all a lot of the stuff is disempowering or unempowering, disempowering, I think, because it's taking away, it's telling us you don't have the power. It is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. You can't fight City Hall. You can't fight the man. It's just give up and settle because there's no way to get ahead. And that's just unequivocally not true. It really is not. And so trying to reprogram ourselves to be able to say, you know what? I have the power to make this work. I can make this work. There are ways to talk to ourselves and have that shadow talk be positive instead of negative. And catch it and having negative, and it's not a, you know, rosy thing all the time. You know, it's not a, you know, oh, I just put on a smile. It doesn't matter what's going on. It's a smile. That's not the case either. Because that's not life, right? There are happy things and sad things that happen to us. There's things that are negative. We have those emotions in us, and that's okay to have those emotions, but we acknowledge they're there and then we move on. We acknowledge they're there. And then we move on. I give myself, and my wife would, she laughs at me when I get into a frustrated state or I'm angry. And she's like, aren't you the guy that talks about choosing your emotion? And I'm like, yeah, I'm choosing to be upset. I'm choosing to be pissed off. And so, but I usually give myself 5 minutes, 5-10 minutes to be angry or frustrated. And then I want to move on because, I can't stop and live there or it wipes out my day, right? You hear people, and I remember this story about an illustration with $86,400 in our bank account, and someone steals $400 and we burn the other $86,000 because we're angry or pissed off about the $400, which is ludicrous. And most people go, no, that's crazy. But we do it all the time. Somebody cuts us off on the road or something happens and it sets us off and angers us. And we're angry the whole rest of the day. We blow 86,400, by the way, is the number of seconds in a day. So we all have that every day, whether we use them or not, whether we use them productively or not, whether we enhance ourselves with them or not, doesn't matter. We all have 86,400 seconds in a day. And someone steals a few of them or frustrates us for a little bit of it, very little bit of it. And we stomp around and we blow off the rest of the day being angry. We waste the rest of it's tragic because you're never going to get that back. So I wanted him to understand, hey, you know what? This can work. And these sentences, by the way, it works for my son, but it would also work for anything else, for business, for life, in sports. I remember a few years ago, that's probably dating myself, it's probably more than a few years ago, the New York Giants beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. That should never have happened. It should never, ever, ever have happened. The Patriots came in 17 or 18 and they had won every game back into the Super Bowl of the year before. The New York Giants won the wild card game even to get into where they were. That should have been a complete blowout, and that's what everybody expected. But with these five sentences, with these five concepts in their brain, they won the Super Bowl with these five concepts, with these five bits and pieces. And so I want to share them with you after the break. Before we do that, I want to say a quick shout out to two of my founding sponsor partners. Love these people, all of them. I appreciate them all. I can't do this without them. So thank you so much. The first one I want to talk about is Kathleen, which goes by Kat. Schwartz is the owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. Again, really, really looking forward to her new release. That should be coming soon, of another new podcast she's got called Trauma Redefined with Kat and Joe. These two heart-centric folks are friends who share the experience of being complex trauma survivors who will provide a fresh take on how to tackle some of today's and society's most difficult challenges in the mental health space, like suicide prevention, bullying, and so much more. It'll air on the Mental Health Network in the fall of 2022. So that should come in the next 60 days or so. We'll watch for that. Reach out to Kat at kathleen@chsyoga.com. And the other shout out I want to do real quick is to my brother, Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf. Check out The Entrepreneur's Bookshelf to learn more about the morning and evening routine mastery program that's changing people's lives. Truly, it is incredible program. This program will help you install systems on the bookends of your day to maximize your morning and evening routine. Set up your free strategy session with Jose Escobar today, and you can reach him at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. Thank you. Thank you so much to my sponsors, all of them. And you know what? We need to take a quick break. You are on the, you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. See you on the break. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the chief catalyst, strategist guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, thank you for coming back. I appreciate it. I drink so much of this. I'm drinking mud. It's called mud water, but in my normal mug. But I've been having so many of these virtual coffees and doing my show. So I had to cut back to just one cup a day of coffee or tea. I drink a lot of tea. Anyway, thank you so much for coming back. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. So let's get into the five sentences. So if you've got your pen and your journal ready, here's the first one. Are you ready? I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution. I'll say that again. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution. What do I mean by that? A lot of times it's something else. It's somebody else. It's another situation. It's somebody. Extreme ownership says, no, I'm the only problem. Why? Because I chose to be in that relationship. I chose to be in that job. I chose to be in that situation. If I don't want to be in the situation, Jim Rohn said, move, right? You're not a tree. Move. Do it some other way. But that's empowering in the sense that I know, hey, you know what? Papa's got me, first of all. Papa understands what's going on. I'm taking ownership of that situation. I am the only problem I will ever have. Lots of times we realize once we get into a situation, people ask the question, what's stopping you from being where you want to be? What's stopping you from getting where you want to go? What's the biggest thing that's stopping you? And for most of us, it's ourselves. We don't get out of our own way to be able to step into our empowerment, to step into where we belong. We need to get out of our own way. So I am the only problem I will ever have, but I am also the solution. And it doesn't mean that Papa's out of the equation. Papa's still in the equation, right? Source is still there. But the solution, I am the one that has to put boots on the ground. I'm the one that has to take ownership of the situation and go, you know what? I don't like where I am, and start to move. and figure out, hey, you know what? This isn't where I want to be. I need to go someplace else, or I need to be in a different job, or I need to be in a different relationship, or I need to be, I've got different things happening in my life. And I got to look after my health. We are the ones that have to take the action. So I am the only problem I'll ever have, taking extreme ownership. And I am also the solution. I'm the solution. I'm the one that has the power to put boots on the ground. Does it mean I don't trust? No. I'm direction and the power, the actual energy to do it is coming from source. It's coming from Papa. But I'm the one that has to physically do it. I'm hoping that makes sense. I'm not excluding Papa from the equation. He's all over the equation. But I want, it's an empowering thing to understand and take ownership. I'm not a victim. If I go, no, it was them. I'm a victim. It was my ex. I'm being a victim. It was my boss. I'm being a victim. I don't want to live in that space. That's not abundant living. That's lack living. We don't want to live there. The second one, again, you got your pen and paper ready? Your journal's ready? I can make that happen. I can make that happen. But this sentence gets said three times with a different emphasis on a different word each time we do it. So the first time through, it's I can make that happen. Right? I can make that happen. Again, it's ownership. It's extreme ownership. I'm the one that's putting the feet on the ground. I'm led, Papa's leading, but I'm the one that's actually doing that. That's physically doing what's happening. So I can make that happen. The second time through, it's I can make that happen. I can make that happen. Again, it's empowerment. Is that even possible? No, I can't do it. It is, but no. I can make that happen. I have the power to do that. I can make that happen. It's possible. It's not impossible. Even the word impossible says I'm possible. It's possible. So I can make that happen. And the third time through, it's I can make that happen. I can make that happen. What does that, again, it's empowering in the sense that I am the one that's putting my feet on the ground and executing. The difference between success and failure or not completing the task a lot of the times is actual execution. Lots of people have a plan. Lots of people know what they want to do. That knowing doing gap, right? That. It's, I know what to do. I just don't do it. I know what the plan is. I don't execute that plan. To be successful, lots of times we just have to execute the plan. We have to actually execute. We have to be what we're trying to do. I can make that happen. So I can make that happen. I can make that happen. I can make that happen. I hope that comes across and we understand the differences in those bits and pieces. I can make that happen is ownership of the situation. It's empowering. I have the ability to do that. I can make that happen. I can. I'm telling myself, again, self-talk, positive self-talk. I'm telling myself, you are able to do this. I'm building myself up. I'm trying to get myself to understand, yes, you can. I rate that on lots of things in capital letters. Yes, I can. And I will. Why? Because it's a must. I have to do it. These are things I have to do. It's not a, well, kind of, you know what? It's an encouraged behavior. I kind of like to do it. I know I should do it. No. I must get it done. Once I make that shift in my mind and tell myself I can make these things happen for myself. And again, inside the I'm not, again, not excluding Papa from any of this. That's the driving force and the energy underneath it all. But the physical piece of it all, I have to execute. No one's going to show up. At one point in my life, I was unemployed. I was asked to do something unethical in the automotive industry, which will come as a shock. But I was asked to do something unethical. And I said, no, I'm not going to do it. And they fired me. And I was out of work for a year. Oddly enough, for those of you that are old enough to remember, that was in September of 2008. So 2008. So between 2008, 2009, the world was imploding. Stock market was imploding. Everything was coming to a screeching halt. And it was kind of a perfect storm of situations. And I couldn't find work. And so, you know, trying to understand, no one was going to show up at my door. I can pray, hey, Papa, I need work. And he would provide work. That's great. But no one's going to knock on my door and go, hey, I hear you're out of work. You want a job? I mean, and not that it couldn't happen. I'm sure that can happen. And Papa's absolutely capable of that. But I've got to do my part. I've got to put my piece out and go, you know what? I put out more than 2,500 resumes that year. That was me being me, trying to find work that he's going to bless what we're doing. But it's a matter of that's boots on the ground. I have to actually execute. Sometimes we have big dreams. We don't execute. Sometimes we have big dreams, big goals we'd like to achieve. No definite major purpose. Major definite purpose. My why, if we don't know, again, this is a common theme through a lot of these shows because it's all base foundational stuff. I wanted to start with base foundation. Base foundation. Concepts that we can build on and that we can grow around. We can have big dreams and big goals. We need to have, that's what inspires us to get up in the morning. It's not, I have to get up and go to it. That's not the deal. It's, I get to get up and go. If you're not in that space, you need to get in that space. And if you're not doing something that gives you that kind of a charge and an excitement when you wake up in the morning, I'm going to challenge you to change what you're doing. And don't tell me, I can't, I got bills. That's, with all due respect, that's weak. I have a friend that I don't talk to so much anymore, but he used to yip about his job. I hate my job. He said, well, then change it. He goes, I can't, I got bills. And I'm like, that's weak. I love you, but that's weak. If you're not happy where you are, change. I'm not saying quit before you have another job. That would be irresponsible. You have bills to pay and responsibilities to your kids and to your wife. So don't do that, but go find something that you prefer to do and do that. And if you can't find something, create it for yourself. At least you bet on you. Find something that lights your soul, that connects to you, that you have a real passion for, and then find a way to monetize that. There's, we can all do that, but we just don't do it. And then we run around. We want to create for ourselves a life we don't need a vacation from. It doesn't mean that we wouldn't take vacation. It just means I love what I do. I don't, it's not I can't wait till my vacation. I can't wait till my vacation. I need the time away. No. I'm creating a life of abundance. And people will say to me, Gord, that they'll challenge that. I can't, I've got bills. I challenge that. They're like, Gord, how do I do that? My situation is different. No. We're all humans. We all have the same situations. Different situations in the sense of different journeys for each of us. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is we all have stress and anxiety and bills and good things and bad things. And it's not about what happens to us. 10% what happens to us, 90% how we respond to that. If we don't like where we are, move. If you're not doing something that lights you up and lights up your soul and gets you so excited to be alive and to be able to get out and do and B, we get stuck doing. We need to get into a space of being. Stopping, breathe, pause and breathe. Understand we have the power. We have our empowerment. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution. I can make that happen. I can make that happen. I can make that happen. That's the first two of the five. We need to pay some bills, but hold on to those things. There's three more coming, so don't go anywhere. You're with the long-bearded guy. That's Gordon D. Melville on Inspired Choices Network. See you in a couple.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Juul International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Long-Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Hey, thank you for coming back. Appreciate it. Got some more sentences, some more empowerment. And I hope you understand and can feel my heart. I want to challenge us. I want to make sure that we're being challenged. If it, they say iron sharpens iron. So it's our steel sharpens steel. It's a matter of it. We talk about what's good and what's better. Don't let good. Oh, hey, I'm good. Everything's good. I'm good. Don't let good become the enemy of great in your life. This is good. I learned some more stuff. It puts me up here. I raise my vibration. I raise where I'm at. And once that becomes the good, then this side goes up again. I'm like, okay, I need to raise that up again. So don't let good become the enemy of great. Keep learning, keep pushing, keep striving to and adding different things because that's how we grow, intentionally grow. Organically we can, but intentionally we wanted to grow intentionally. So ready for the next sentence? This is a powerful one. I am a magnet. What I put out is what I get back. Say that again. I am a magnet. What I put out is what I get back. What does that mean? It means in the car business, I would have said back in the day before I had some of this education, some of this information, I would have said, you're going to get what you expect. That's how I would have articulated it. Because if I have at the time as a salesperson, if I have a client, a prospect that I'm talking to that jacks me around and is yucky with me and doesn't want to go through the process, it's difficult to deal with. They leave. If my brain, when I go out to talk to the next person, is that this person is going to be just like the last person, guess what happens? I'm going to get what I expect, and that person's going to do the same thing to me. Is that because that's what they wanted to do, or is that because I've projected that onto them? And by the way, I talk to them and things I say and my attitude and my body language and my tone all say those things. I am a magnet. What I put out is what I'm going to get back. It was a situation when one of my sons and their siblings, anybody that's got siblings, we all have siblings. I have siblings. I guess everybody doesn't have siblings. but they're going to kibitz, right? They're going to be at each other, and we all have family that we're at each other's throats once in a while, and there's tumultuous, spirited conversation or debate. I use that word loosely, but you understand what I'm saying. And so our boys were yipping the one day, and I just sort of yelled out, "Hey, Gabe is the oldest one. You know, hey Zach, what number?" And there was a pause, and then he goes, "Yep, Dad, number 3. And then he looked at his brother and said, "Hey, I'm having a bad day. I'm having some stuff going on. I'm sorry." And it shocked us a little bit, because we're like, wow, you know what? He, even at the time, he would go through the sentences. He would think through all 5 of them and go, okay, this is the one that's appropriate for the situation, then modify his behavior based on that. And all of our sons have done that. And it's not perfect. They're teenagers, and so they're boys, so they're aggressive, and they do that with each other. The point is, it's not perfect, but the point is, it's giving them that empowerment to understand and be aware. Awareness is a huge deal. They're not aware. If we're not aware, we can't change what we're not aware of. So we have to be aware. Hey, this is what's going on for me. This is what's happening. But I am a magnet. What I put out is what I get back. So if I'm thinking lack, if I'm coming from a negative, right? They say, I watch a lot of hockey and a lot of young hockey. So they call them Timbits. They're little itty bitty hockey players. They're probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years old sometimes. And you see them, one get a breakaway and they're skating down the ice. Their legs are moving 1,000 miles an hour, and they're not only just really slowly going down the ice, but when they get to you can almost hear them going, "Don't hit the goalie, don't hit the goalie, don't hit the goalie, don't hit the goalie." And the puck goes up and hits the goalie right in the middle of the crest, in the middle of the chest. Why? Because that's where the focus was. Energy goes where the focus goes. Energy will go where the focus goes. So if I'm focused on lack, I'm focused on fear, I'm focused on not enough, that's what I'm going to attract. Don't be shocked if you're thinking, "Oh, I don't have enough. I don't have enough. I don't have enough." And then you continually don't have enough. Why? Because that's where you're focused. In defensive driving, they say, don't look at the wall where you're skidded towards. That's the intuitive thing. Oh, crap, 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 right? That's the intuitive thing. I don't want to hit the wall. Don't look at the wall. Look where you want to go. Why? Because your hands will steer you where you're looking, where your focus is. I am a magnet. What I put out is what I get back. Don't be surprised if you're getting negative and lack and not abundant. Change the mindset. Change the self-talk. Put out positive. Put out abundance. And you'll notice the weirdest thing starts to happen. That will happen for you more often than not. And it's not a, "Oh, my life will be all rosy." No, 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 no. But you know what? I've tried lack thinking, and I've tried abundance thinking, and abundance thinking always, always, always works better. Always, always, always. And it puts me in a better frame of mind. I'm a happier human to be around. People don't mind being with me when I'm in that space. I want to be in a happy space. So I am a magnet. What I put out is what I get back. That's a big one. That's a huge, huge one. Number 4, I don't have to know how. I just have to ask, believe, and receive. Say it again. I don't have to know how. I just have to ask, believe, and receive. A lot of times we don't start because we don't know how. Oh, I want to write a book. I want to get a new job. I want to start coaching. Whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. What your dream is beautiful. It's awesome. What inspires you and lights you up is perfect. That's awesome. You don't have to know how. It's the most interesting thing. Once you make the decision, firm decision, to change or to move in a direction, you make a thing in your brain that says, you know what, I'm making a decision. Again, I can't change my life today, but I can change the direction of my life today. By the choices, I'm a big choice guy. We're not victims. We have the choice. We have the power to be able to change. I have to choose to put feet to it. Once I choose to make the decision, that is a must. I have to do it. Once I do that, Papa and the universe, they call it conspires to help me. It conspires, all these different things start to show up and you start to go, wow, you know what? Here, the how becomes apparent once I commit to the decision. Once I commit to execute, the how shows up. I've asked, right? I've asked, this is what I want to do. This is where direction I want to go. This is where I think I'm being led. This is where I'm going. Then I have to believe I can actually get there. I have to believe. Well, that's right. Back to sentence number two. I can make that happen. I have to believe that that's possible. I can ask, but if I don't believe it's possible, it disconnects. I have to ask, believe, and then be ready to receive. A lot of us want to be the giver. A lot of us like that feeling of giving. Sacrificially giving to other people to help them. We like to be that person. And I think there's an innate piece inside of us that likes to have, and not that we're doing it for that reason, not that I'm saying there's an ulterior motive or an agenda. What I'm saying is a lot of people like to have other people behoven to them. They like the feeling of being the giver, being the generous person. They like the feeling of giving to somebody else. They like how that feels. The thing is, and I learned the hard way, when I was off for that year, a lot of things went away that year. And just after our youngest son was born, there was a knock on the door. I opened the door. There's this young lady standing there, probably 12 years old, 11, 12, 13, something like that, young lady. And I look past her and her parents are in the car in our driveway, and I don't know her. And she says, you know what, you're Mr. Melville. And I said, yeah, kind of. My dad's Mr. Melville. I'm Gordon, but I think you got the right person. And she says, my mom works with somebody you go to church with. And I overheard them talking about what's going on in your life and that you've been out of work and just have a new baby and whatnot. And she said, I've been saving some money to be able to buy something I wanted. But she said, listening to the conversation with my mom and your friend, I think you need it more than I do. And she handed me, I'll get emotional. She handed me $150. And as a 35, mid-30s male, I had to learn. I was gobsmacked. I didn't know what to say. And she said, I just have one request. Can I meet your son? And I'm like, I didn't say anything. I my eyes filled up and I was crying and I stepped out of the way so she could come into the house. And she came in and met my son. The point is, if we can't receive graciously, we rob the other person of that feeling we love so much. We have to be able to do both. It's okay to give and it's awesome. And we want to be that generous spirit. We also have to be willing to take and receive. One of my sponsors, Austin Haynes, talks about, and the first time I heard him and Mandy Robinson, who wrote the book over here with the butterfly on it, they would say, when you'd give them a compliment or you'd say something, they would say, I received that. And I was like, okay, what's the deal? And they explained to me, a lot of times we say thank you, we don't really believe we deserve whatever the compliment was, or we don't really believe that we deserve it. So we say thank you to be polite, but it doesn't actually penetrate us. As soon as I say, you know what, I receive that, thank you, I'm letting it penetrate in, I'm letting it go in. Once I do that, I'm allowing it to affect me. I'm receiving it. Thank you so much for that. I don't have to know how. I just have to ask, believe it's possible, and receive it. Very, very powerful empowerment statements. There's one more to go, so don't go anywhere, but I want to talk real quick Another shout out to my good brother, Jose Escobar, the founder and CEO of Entrepreneurs Bookshelf. Check out the Connected Leaders Academy. Amazing, amazing membership. I can't tell you without hyperbole, it's life change, has been life changing for me. That membership will take your business to the next level. It's the perfect tribe to learn, grow, and connect like never before. The Connected Leaders Academy tribe brings together some of the highest level entrepreneurs from all over the world. Set up a virtual coffee with Jose Escobar today at www.theentrepreneursbookshelf.com. There are more than 11, 12 countries now, more than 210 people in that group. It's monumentally accelerated growth for everybody. It's been absolutely unbelievable. The other founding sponsor partner I want to talk about and do a quick shout out is Kathleen Cat, call her Cat Schwartz, the owner and founder at Compassionate Healing Services. And again, I'm really excited. We're really excited. I can't wait for the release of her new podcast called Trauma Redefined with Kat and Joe. These two heart-centric folks are friends who share the experience of being complex trauma survivors who will provide a fresh take on how to tackle some of society's most difficult challenges in the mental health space, like suicide prevention, bullying, and so much more. It will air on the Mental Health News Network in the fall of 2022. So any time now, it'll come. We'll watch for that. Very excited. Reach out to her at kathleen@chsyoga.com. And thank you so much to all of my sponsors. I really, really appreciate them. My producers and Christine McIver at Inspired Choices Network. Huge, huge gratitude to you all. I can't do this without you. Stick around. We're gonna go to a quick break, but on the other side, I'll give you the last sentence and we'll wrap it up and give you some things and calls to action. So you're with the long bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, on Inspired Choices Network. See you on the other side.
How much of our daily success relies on our mindset? Anything we are unaware of can still impact our lives. When dealing with our daily emotions that we all face, there can be positive outcomes we control. Why is the word stigma such a BS misnomer? Is living abundantly really possible for all of us, no matter where we find ourselves today? Join the long-bearded guy, Gordon D. Melville, the Chief Catalyst Strategist Guide at Jewel International, invites you to an enlightening, sometimes shocking discussion. He will be challenging you to explore your own answers to these questions and so many more. This will lead you towards living an abundant, successful life, no matter how you define it. Gordon D. Melville is live Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. This is the Long Bearded Guy with Gordon D. Melville. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. You can also send an email to thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com. Now back to the program.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with me. I appreciate that so much. So we've talked the other four. I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution. I can make that happen. I can make that happen. I can make that happen. I am a magnet. Whatever I put out is what I get back. Number four, I don't have to know how. I just have to ask, receive, and believe. Number five ties it all together. Ready? You have your journal? You have your pen? Ready? It all begins with how I choose to think. I'll say it again. It all begins with how I choose to think. What do I mean? What lens are you using to look at the situation, any situation? What lens are you using? Love, fear, judgment, positive, negative, abundance, lack. What lens are you using? It all begins with how I choose to think. It's all about choice. It's all about decisions. We are in our lives exactly where we put ourselves. Let me say that again. We are where we are in our life because of the choices and decisions that we've made. We put ourselves here. Sentence number one, I am the only problem I will ever have, and I am the solution. I put myself where I am. You put yourself where you are. Whether we like that or don't like that, or it hurts, or the truth is the truth, whether it's hard, difficult, easy, we like it, don't like it, really is, doesn't have any bearing on the fact that we're entitled to our own opinion, but we're not entitled to our own facts. The facts are the facts. It all begins, not some of it, not kind of, not, well, these pieces, not that. It all begins with how I choose to think. Am I going to live in negative? Am I going to live in fear? Am I going to live in lack? Or am I going to choose to live in abundance? Am I going to choose intentionally to have positive self-talk? Positive affirmation. I'm going to execute and be a positive human being, a positive force for love and change in the world. That's a choice we make. I'm not saying it's an easy choice. Sometimes it's brutally hard. Brutally hard. Ridiculously brutally hard. Life sometimes is hard, but it doesn't have to hold us down. I was having a conversation with somebody this week, and you know, we were talking about this. I had said to somebody, hey, how are you doing? And they said, well, I'm okay under the circumstances. I'm like, what are you doing under there? What are you doing under the circumstances? That's a little bit bizarre to me. If you think about, again, nature holds so many learning moments. If you look at an eagle, when it starts to rain and storm, eagles don't sort of hunker down and get an umbrella and try and hide. And right, what does an eagle do? It flies up above the clouds. It will fly above the storm. So where it's nice and bright and shiny and sunny and everything is okay. No wet, no. When they asked Muhammad Ali, what's the best way to take a punch? He said, just don't be there. No damage, right? I'm just not there. It didn't even hit me. The eagle flies above the storm. Raise your vibration. Don't stay under the circumstances. That's a choice we're making. Again, maybe not an easy choice, but it's a choice we're making. And it's not that we're going to put blinders on or cover eyes and go, hey, no, it's not there. It's not there. It's not there, right? Our children will do that when they're little itty bitty. Well, you can't see me. You can't see me. Because I can't see you, they don't figure that you can't see them, right? It's not a mind trick, right? It's not Yoda doing mind stuff with us. The call to action I want to give you quick today. Say though, if you say those five sentences to yourself at the end of the day and the beginning of the day, into a mirror, looking into your eyes, talking to yourself. It will empower you. It will give you a mindset of empowerment. You can do that. You have the power to do that. You can choose to do that. And whether you choose to or don't choose to is entirely up to you. But I would strongly, strongly challenge you to try that. We're coming to the end today. Please reach out to me at thelongbeardedguy@gmail.com or at thelongbeardedguy.com. My Box Inside Out starts on September 17th. It's 1 hour a week, 4 weeks. I'm giving a good price. Jump on thelongbeardedguy.com to find out more information or reach out to me and I'll give you some more information. I want you to make sure next week is the seductive myth of doing is the title of next week's at 12 noon next Friday. I want to make sure we're all in the same space. Make it another great week. I love you. Big hugs. Live abundantly and with intention this week. Challenge you. You can do it.
Thank you for Cheers. Tuning into the Long Bearded Guy Show. You are appreciated and loved. Gordon D. Melville returns Fridays at 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific on the InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, make it another great week, leading with love, powerfully designing, crafting, and living out your positively impactful legacy life you were created for. Big hugs.